This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, once again, the craziest, no-goodest bastard in the world. But people, when you take an hour out to listen to me, you will get the truth. It'll be the unfiltered truth. It'll be the truth that you won't get anywhere else. You're not going to get this crap even on Fox, CNN, ABC, 452. You get that politically correct crap. Doesn't it make you sick? Don't you get tired of all this politically correct crap? Wouldn't you like to hear somebody like me, like when you're talking in a restaurant, in a bar, in a coffee shop, talking real? You get all these asswipe bastards got their suits and tie on and watch television, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, Channel 4, 5, 2. They got their suits on, and the gals are hot. You ever notice that most female reporters are hot as hell? And on the 5, I used to like the 5. They've turned too liberal for me. But they always got a hot gal with a short dress and spiked heels at the end. So watch the 5, if you will, on Fox News. Now, I'm not pimping for them. I'm just telling you a fact. They had one, lost her, had another, lost her. Now they got another. But you're going to get the truth here, people. And I sit here every day. And if you don't want to listen, don't. Because when I leave, I feel good about myself. Because I got to expose. I was able to expose the crap that I think's wrong. That I think millions of other people are thinking wrong.
You cracker honky, just scumbag loser, racist white trash loser.
I'll tell you what, that just makes my day when somebody compliments me at the beginning of my show. And see, I take all that with a grain of salt because the only person you can please in your life, people, is you. You try to please your wife, your husband, your kids, but at the end of the day, you got to walk out of your house, you got to look in the mirror as you're walking out and say, hey, I'm going to stand tall as a man today. I'm going to stand tall as a woman. Now, Maybe I get heat. Maybe I get in trouble. And I've been in trouble, and I've got heat every day. But I feel good about myself. I don't have to worry about what anybody else thinks, and you good people don't either. And especially you proud white people. Try to make a difference. Don't worry about making a friend. Before we get going again, I want to say happy belated birthday. Yesterday was Bob Biddle's birthday. And I want to thank Tammy, Lori, Betty, and Bob for listening. They listen all the time. Listen at 10 and at 4, and I appreciate that. Bob, I'm a little pissed off because you don't listen at midnight, but that's okay. I want to thank all you and the millions of listeners. People, we have millions of listeners all over this country. We can verify. We've got listeners in every state. We've got listeners in foreign countries. And that's thanks to all the bad press that the St. Louis Post-Disgrace tries to give me and the Belleville New Slimocrat. And I appreciate it. I had three more editorials on me than President Trump had when he was running for president. So I take that as a compliment. And apparently, I'm getting under a lot of people's skin. But I want to thank all the millions of listeners throughout our great country for taking the time out of their valuable day to listen to me. Listen to me, who is delivering not, you understand me, people, not my message, but our message. Our message of equality and fairness for everyone. Do we understand that? Now, I want to talk about equality and fairness for everyone. And this is a piece of crap, bull crap, 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 crap going on. Parkway Central. Now, the principal, this asswipe idiot, Dr. McCarthy, some white, hypocritical, no good liberal, probably white, privileged bastard. This son of a bitch has had those little girls' parents in to talk to him. Because they were wrong. Let me tell you what, you idiot. Let me tell you what, Dr. Tim McCarthy. And you racist bastard. You no good son of a bitch. John Gaston, the president of the St. Louis chapter, the NAACP. Why don't you bastards come over and walk out on this radio station? Why don't you come over and pick at me? You ain't got the guts. No, you always go to the least line of resistance. You guys know about that. Parkway Central, and it wasn't a Parkway Central video, it was girls, young girls, that went to Parkway Central that were on spring break, in the privacy of their home. You hear me? In the privacy of their home, doing a video. Now that's their business. Dr. McCarthy says, the video was wrong and not reflective of those who we are. Hey, you bastard. Everyone's an individual. What do you mean reflect? They're not trying to reflect who you were. They didn't invoke your name. They probably didn't invoke the school's name. They're on private property, people in their homes during spring break. And it says the school officials spoke with those responsible for the offensive video and their parents. If I'm one of their parents, I'm not speaking to you, you idiot. Do you understand what's going on? Just another way to knock the white man down. And it said the school said more than 100 students who walked out will not be disciplined for the action taken. No, because it was niggers. Nobody gonna come after a nigger. Are you crazy? They'll burn the damn school down. But it just pisses me off. Hey, NAACP Gaston over in St. Louis, Stanley Franklin, NAACP president on the Illinois side. I'm calling you both a bunch of niggers. And Gaston says, that video, I'd like to get a copy of it. We haven't gotten a copy. But he says it's a hate crime. Quoted in the paper as saying that it was a hate crime. He says the community is appalled by what's going on. No, we're appalled by what you nigger racist idiots are trying to do. The white girls, again, in their own home, exercising their First Amendment right, whether you agree with them or not, or whether you think the language that they use is bad, and I haven't heard it. I hear they were telling nigger jokes and talking about slavery. That's their right in this great country. That's their First Amendment right, people. It's the right of citizens of this great country to express their opinions, even if they're white people. You know, white people have rights too, you niggers. Where? I'm gonna ask all you niggers. Where is the nigger racist outrage about the innocent white boy who got the hell beat out of him by four nigger thugs in Granite City last week? Think about it. This nigger, John Gaston, the president. Hey, and Gaston, I've called you a nigger about 8 times. I can only call you two more because I'm taking my shoes off to count on my toes how many times I'd like to call you a nigger, a racist, a black supremacist, racist, reverse racism nigger. He's all upset. He gets on national television. He says, oh, yeah, yeah, it's a hate crime. We're not going to tolerate that because a couple, three white gals during school break did something maybe stupid, but I don't think it may be stupid, but they have every right to be stupid. We're stupid every day, both black and white. But this nigger Gaston stands right up and says, it's racist. Now, I guess it wasn't racist when those four young nigger thugs, those criminal nigger thugs in Granite City, beat the hell out of that innocent white boy, ganged up on him, four of them. I don't see Stanley Franklin, that nigger from the East St. Louis chapter of the NAACP. I don't see him saying, hey, we need to do something about this. This is wrong. Do you notice that the NAACP is probably, and I say this seriously, probably the most racist group that's ever come about. I think they're as racist as Ku Klux Klan. They never take up for white people. When white people are right, they never take up for white people. When niggers are wrong, man, they go over in the corner, don't say nothing. But as soon as they can put a bite into a white person, man, they're out there on the street. John Gaston, you no good piece of crap, you fat ass nigger. I saw him on television. Daddy have a wide angle lens to get to that no good son of a bitch. Oh yeah, it's deplorable and it's a racist act. It's a hate crime. What the hell are you talking about? You no good. What's a hate crime? Because some white kids put it on a video. Apparently, they wanted people to see it. They weren't hiding. They're not the Ku Klux Klan. They're not the John Birchers. They're not the skinheads. They're not plotting to kill you. They put it on YouTube because they have every right as Americans to put them on. White Americans, let me remind you. But for you, John Gaston, president of the NAACP, my ass. Hey, if you're such a badass, you're taking my crap. That shows how weak you are. Do something to me, John Gaston. I say nigger every day. I say nigger to separate the niggers, the thug niggers from the proud black community. Is that a hate crime? Hate crime because I criticize you, I call you a nigger, I think you're a no good son of a bitch, and because you're black and I'm white, it's a hate crime? Man, there's a lot of hate crimes going on, and there's a lot of niggers that ought to be charged with hate crime because when they kill us white people for no reason, you don't think that's because of hatred? Think about it, people, both proud white and proud black. Again, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. And I'm not trying to shock you. I'm trying to provoke you into getting off your asses. But he says the community is appalled by it. Again, the white girls were in their own home. Think about this, people. Exercising their First Amendment rights. It might have been nasty, might not have been nasty. I didn't hear it, I didn't see it, so I don't know. But even if it was, they have every right to offend somebody. We offend each other every day. They posted that on social media. They weren't trying to hide anything. But now the school, the niggers in the school, in the Parkway Central High School, they're mad. The one nigger gal, I'm hurt. I saw her on television. Oh, I'm hurt. And now I'm afraid because I didn't know those people were like that. Those people, you mean white people. And if white people criticizes a nigger, how many times have I said time after time after time, we're always wrong. So they walk out of the school. Wait, hey, niggers, John Gaston, Stanley Franklin, you're not doing anything in Granite City. So people, both proud white and proud black, and you niggers that listen, and I got a zillion of them. I can tell by all the threatening calls we get. Don't you understand the hypocrisy here? Nothing. You've heard nothing more about that Granite City deal. I had people call me off, and we've got hundreds of calls off the air. I usually don't like to take calls. I'll open up the lines sometime, but I like to rant and rave, and if somebody else ranting and raving, I don't get to rant and rave. But nobody knew anything about this Granite City deal, did they? Until I brought it up. It was swept under the rug until I brought it up. Think about it. Four nigger thugs in Granite City beat the hell out of a little white kid. That was on video. We saw that on video, didn't we, people? Nobody said nothing. Nobody did nothing. The NAACP on both sides of the river said nothing. They crawled in a little snake hole, you little nigger bastards. but let two white gals or three white gals on spring break post some stupid stuff on YouTube, and you, John Gaston, and somebody call that. Now, we've called him several times. We've called Stanley Franklin. There ain't never nobody there. I don't know what the hell. I guess they're at the snoot stand. Maybe I got to go to the neighborhood snoot stand to talk to them, but they never want to talk to me, and you know why? They have nothing to defend. That's why these bastards never call me, never call back. And they're real nice till they find out who's calling, and man, they can't hang up quick enough. If there was an event in the Olympics for how quick you can hang up a phone, those bastards would win, because when they say it's Bob Romanek from KQQZ, Jesus Christ, that phone goes down so fast. But again, John Gaston, Stanley Franklin, the East St. Louis president of the NAACP. What about that Granite City racial situation? He didn't say nothing, Stanley Franklin. That's 10 miles from where he lives, in Granite City from East St. Louis, right across the river from John Gaston, the president of the NAACP in St. Louis. But when a couple of white gals say something, they didn't beat the hell out of some little innocent black ladies. They talk some crap on YouTube. And if it's not a federal crime, if it's not a state crime, which it's not, they can say what the hell they want. But the niggers at Parkway Central High School are pissed because a white said snigger? The white said some black jokes? Hey, Gaston, I've said 1,000 nigger jokes. But no, you go to the least line of resistance. You go to the least line of resistance today and every day. Gaston, where are you at? Franklin, where are you at? You idiots, you hypocritical NAACP, reverse racist, black supremacist, racist idiots. How come the kids aren't getting out of school in North St. Louis, walking and protesting for the needless killings of some of the innocent black and some niggers? Niggers are dying over there too. No, that's okay. That's okay, because that's nigger on nigger crime. But let a white, and people, I don't want to get crazy with this, but absorb this, if you will. Couple white gals, two or three white gals, messing around on spring break at their house, away from not and off school property. And they say some crazy stuff, some racial stuff, but that's okay. I guarantee you, every nigger out there calls us hunkies every damn day. You people know that. And you people use the word nigger. Don't say you don't, because you do. Because you don't like niggers. It ain't the color of their skin. It's their actions in that color of their skin. But think about it. Here's the NAACP. They're not saying anything. They're not saying anything. I ask, where's the outrage? Where's the outrage in the nigger community over all the needless killings in St. Louis? No, it's okay, again, because it's black on black. But every time they can shove it to a white person, they're out there in droves. You know, they walked out at the school demanding justice. I read that in the paper, demanding justice. What justice are you talking about, you little nigger bastards from Parkway Central? And oh, that's not on YouTube. This is on the radio station, you nigger racist little bastards. These little nigger students, they were interviewed, and she said that she was threatened. She felt threatened, and maybe she didn't want to go back to school because she didn't know those people were like that. Unbelievable. Think about it, people. When are we going to stop this reverse racism? When are we going to stop it? So, John Gaston, president of the NAACP, I'm calling your nigger ass out. Stanley Franklin, president of the East St. Louis chapter of the NAACP, I'm calling your nigger racist, hypocritical asses out. You're not going to see them. You're not going to hear from them because they know I'm right. But Parkway Central students stage walkout over racist video. Well, so what? There's racist crap going every day. We're going to let these niggers walk out of school every day because they don't like it, because there's some racial crap? They didn't walk out of school when Tone Loc, I told you yesterday, that idiot nigger rapper, accosted a minor, a white minor, because he was wearing a Confederate flag, a Confederate hat flag. Nobody, you niggers didn't walk out on that racist incident, did you? You don't walk out on that racist incident where four niggers beat the hell out of that white kid in Granite City. I didn't see Parkway Central or any students from any school walking out. Why? Because white people were involved. It says in the video, unidentified students make jokes about slavery and African Americans. So what? I make jokes about slavery. Not so much about slavery. It's really not funny, but there's been jokes said about slavery, and some of them are funny. Don't condone. I condemn slavery for any point at any point in anybody's life. I make jokes about African Americans. I make jokes about Polish. I make jokes about Irish. I make jokes about everybody. I joke about myself. But now these young 14, 15, 16-year-old niggers in Parkway Central, and there's white people walking with them, but they're only walking with them because they're afraid not to. And you know that. Hey, go along with the program. You got to go to school with those niggers. Unbelievable, people. But we let that crap happen, and we continue to let it happen. And when we let the St. Louis County NAACP president, John Gaston, refer to the video as a hate crime, that's why I tried to call him. Why is that a hate crime when they talk about niggers? They talk about slavery. You know why it is? Because the niggers say it is. And us white people sit our asses back, and we don't do anything about it. Someone needs to stand up. Someone needs to stand up for these white students' rights. They have rights. If not, just another disrespect and beat down to the white race. You people know that. Everybody knows that. At some point in time, somebody better realize that. Let's go ahead and take a call before break. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, that's a reverse hate crime against white people that Smollett did, accusing us of atrocities that he just made believe.
Well, sure it is. Sure, but where's the NAACP? Where's everybody that were there earlier? They're not there now, are they?
Right, Bob. And like I said, see, if white people don't stand up for the injustice, then we're racist. But if they just sit back and they don't say nothing against their own people that are doing the same thing, what are they? They're black racists.
Hey, Joe, I've said it time after time. It's reverse racism. And I know you're a proud white man, Joe, but do you see what I'm trying to talk about here at this Parkway school? These kids weren't even in school, but because the niggers are mad, the principal's going to discipline the kids that were on break in their own homes, and he says because it disrupted the school. No, it didn't disrupt the school. The niggers that you let walk out in protest disrupted the school, because you should have said, when you walk out, niggers and hunkies and crackers, all you dumbass idiots, when you walk out, you're going to be suspended. But no, the school condoned that crap because it was against a white person, believe me or not.
Oh, I believe you. You're trying to open up everybody's eyes, Bob. And like I said, everybody, they just don't want to admit what the truth is. And the truth is, hey, there's a lot of black people, there's a lot of niggers out there that hate white people. And they just don't want to bring that to light. And one other thing, Bob, with Smollett, his troubles aren't over. He used the U.S. mail to send that letter through, perpetrating the hate crime before. So now he's got problems with the federal government with using the U.S. mails to perpetrate a hoax as a hate crime.
No, I agree, Joe, and I think there's going to be a lot more to it. I've got some information after break I'm going to talk about. And thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate it. I'll talk about after the break where the prosecutor said a lot of this goes on, and we've got reports, and I've got them here, that no, it doesn't go on. People get convicted, they get jail time, they get probation, they have criminal records. The only time it happened this way was for that nigger Jesse Smollett, and it wasn't so much that he's a celebrity. I don't believe that. It was more than niggers taking care of niggers. The Cook County State's Attorney is a nigger, a racist nigger, not a proud black person. A proud black person would have done it the right way. It's niggers taking care of niggers, and that's okay. But don't try to take care of somebody white if you're white, because it's racist. But I have to say, they say this racist video. Why isn't a racist video, why isn't a hate crime when those four little nigger ass white bastard thugs beat the hell out of that white boy on the streets in Granite City? Again, nobody said nothing but Bob Romanek. So I hope you proud black and proud white understand where I'm going with this, because it's not right. It's not right to let this crap happen. If I hadn't talked about it, it'd have been a blurb on all the news media, and it would have went away. No hate crime when four black nigger thugs beat the hell out of an innocent white boy in Granite City. Nobody takes a report, nothing done. But let a couple stupid white girls on their break in their house talk about niggers, and man, all hell's going to break loose over in Chesterfield, I think that's bull crap. I think white people finally need to stand up. Stand up, be loud and be proud like the niggers. Because we're never gonna have this crap stop, people, until we stop it. I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna address this after break, but only black reporters allowed in mayor's race event. This is from the Associated Press. Only black reporters allowed in Georgia mayor's race event. Only in America. And we'll talk about that right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 But the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Now, people, I sit here every day as a proud white man. Have you ever heard a crazier son of a bitch than me? I call them niggers all the time. I call them racist, black supremacist, niggers, NAACP. Because, see, this is America. And that's what I feel. That's my opinion. And I think that's...
I do it because I love you.
And I do it because I love you. I love all of you, except the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies. But don't you understand? I'm one man. I'll stand tall against this reverse racism. I'll stand tall against every one of these nigger bastard racists that are trying to destroy the proud white community. And I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I just want fair and equal treatment. And we're not getting it. White people aren't getting it. We're having to pay for crap that happened 150, 200 years ago, have to pay for slavery, want reparations. They want that from us? No, get it from the people that caused the problem. Get it from the people that had slaves. Need to get that out of your system, niggers. But they've been given so much for so long that it's just inbred in these nigger generations, generation after generation after generation. And you people, both proud white and proud black, even you niggers and crackers and hunkies, you guys know it. But you always go to the least line of resistance. You always intimidate people to get what you want. Well, I think that intimidation's going by the wayside. I sit here today, again, people, and every day. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm no better or no worse than any of you. I speak my mind every day, and you good people ought to be able to speak your mind. If it pisses some people off, who gives a damn? You're going to sit back and not piss anybody off and have a miserable life because you don't get to speak your piece? You don't get to say how you feel? And that's what the niggers are trying to do to the proud white community. We can't let it happen. Not racist. It's being real. This has been verified through the Associated Press. Big bold letters, only black reporters allowed in Georgia mayor race event. Now, how would somebody like it only white? Where is the NAACP? Where are you niggers? Where's Black Lives Matter trying to treat you want everybody to be treated fair? Only black reporters allowed. I don't see the NAACP getting involved down there in Georgia. Now they get involved when a couple little white girls from Chesterfield say some stupid racial stuff. And who gives a damn? You can say anything you want. You can't threaten. You can't intimidate. But I'll be damned. You can insult all you want. You can offend all you want. In big, bold letters in this article, only black reporters allowed in Georgia mayor event. Organizers of a meeting to discuss the upcoming mayor election in Georgia barred reporters from attending, reading this verbatim, unless they were African Americans. They mean niggers. News outlets reported Wednesday meeting in Savannah was held, now listen people, to unite the city's black community behind a single mayor candidate. Now there's three blacks that may be running. And so they're there trying to unite the black community behind a single black candidate for mayor. Now, how racist is that? How racist? Now, maybe you people didn't think about it, but the black community want to get a black mayor, not because they're best qualified, but because he's black, because he's a nigger. Signs at the door said, and this is from the Associated Press, black press only. The Savannah Morning News reported white reporters were denied, you hear me, denied entry, while the black reporters were allowed in. Another case of reverse racism. You only heard it here, and even if you had read it, nobody thinks about it. Oh, we'll let it go. We can't let it go, people, because it's going to continue. Now they won't let white reporters in. And again, where's you hypocritical bastards from the NAACP in Georgia, in St. Louis, in East St. Louis? If it had said only white reporters, it would have made national news, you hear me? It would have made national news, but we sit back as a bunch of white, stupid idiots, and we are white, stupid idiots when we let this crap continue. But they wanted to unite the black community. How racist is that? If somebody said, oh no, only white reporters, we only want white people in here because we want a white candidate to run for mayor, only a white candidate. NAACP, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all the nigger groups, all the racist, reverse racist nigger groups would be all over it. Oh, you white supremacists, that's hate. That's a hate crime. That's hate. You can't do it. At least three black candidates have announced they're going to challenge the white mayor of Savannah, the white mayor who is seeking re-election. Now, they want to get these three niggers together and say, hey, niggers, you're going to split the vote. Let's just get the head nigger in charge to run. Now, I'm being a little funny, but that's what it is. But now, the reverend who, Teddy Williams, Teddy, I like snoots and blunts, and maybe, black something, black Cavassier, who knows? He wouldn't discuss it. He declined to discuss the entry policy. Well, sure, they have no defenses. They never have. But again, they want to get these three blacks together and say, hey, just have one of yous run because we want a nigger mayor. We don't care if you're qualified. We just want to beat the white man down again. We don't care that this DeRoach has probably done a good job. But see, he ain't like us. He ain't black. He's white. So they can play the race card in the nigger community, try to play it in the white community, and automatically you're racist. How racist? How racist again? They want a nigger. They want a nigger candidate, no matter if the nigger's qualified. But we's don't care. We's don't care. You got black skin, and know you got some Cavassier in the trunk of your car, and maybe some snoop.
Yeah, we're the monkeys. Ooh. And people say we monkey around.
Yeah, you are monkeys. Yeah, I can't say that. I got to apologize. Every monkey listening, please, I'm sorry. Because there ain't nothing worse than a greasy, sleazy, reverse racism nigger. How race is it? No one's addressing this situation but me. Think about it. You wouldn't even heard about it. This is Associated Press verified article. Only black reporters in big letters and headlines. Only black reporters allowed in George Mara race event. Just think, people, if it would have been white. Just think if it would have been white. Now, I don't want to get too much more on the Smollett situation, but now they've got the FBI involved, which they should, the Justice Department's involved. I think there's going to be some major problems. I was told, and it hasn't been verified, that there was somebody else that tried to stop this, some very, very important person. And that's why they wanted to get this stuff done, because this name, and this name still may come out. I don't know for sure. I'm going to allege it. When I give you people the facts, you take it to the bank because you know it's truthful. But what really pisses me off, this judge will not let the police officer say anything about the case. I don't know who this judge, probably got to be a nigger, got to be a nigger or a nigger lover. Why the hell wouldn't we get to know? We get to know about all these other crimes. Here's crimes where somebody said he got his car stolen. He got a criminal record, 2 years probation, 5 days of jail time. Another one got 1 year of probation, a big fine, pled guilty, has a criminal record for saying that somebody hit him at the Metrolink. I've got on and on and on, people. And whenever the state's attorney, the nigger state's attorney from Cook County says, oh, we treat everybody the same, that's bullcrap. I've got proof right here. And it's all from the Chicago Police Department and Cook County Court's office. They're not
treating the handkerchief head niggas controlling the house niggas. And they in turn control the field niggas.
That's exactly, I don't know what that really means, but I like the way it sounds. Niggas are trying to control everything. They've got all these cases where the people were charged, where they were fined, put in jail, community service, all have criminal records. And you know why we know that? Because these records weren't sealed. Why was Jesse Smollett's record sealed? You guys know that. Not because he was privileged, not because he was a movie star, but because he was a nigger. And how many times have I said, not the proud black. Always keep the honorable, proud black community out of this. They don't deserve any of this. And I know they're happy that I'm separating them from these thugs. How often does this have to happen, people, before we all wise up? Don't let them call you a racist because you want to take care and you're proud of your white community, that you want to do something for your white community. They've got black sororities, black congressional caucus, black Miss America, black entertainment television. They take care of themselves. We don't say nothing about that because they've got every right to. The Mexicans do, the Irish do, everybody does. But when the white people collectively want to say, hey, we don't want to hurt the black community. We just want to do like you and watch out for the white community. Man, that's when all hell breaks loose. You heard me today, all the hypocrisy, and I hope I've educated you to a little bit of the nigger hypocrisy that's going on. I saw Charles Barkley. I heard him on television a few years back. Actually, I heard him. I hate white people because a journalist asked a question of him that he didn't want to answer. And he says, I think my black friends and my gay black friends, this is a quote from Charles Barkley, the guy that's on national television every day. I think that they lose because there's always repercussions when you are the minority. This victimization crap's gotta go. This is Charles Barkley. What do you mean? There's always repercussion when you're in a minority. You're worth millions of dollars. You got a white girlfriend. You hang in a white community, a white race. And you're gonna talk all that hypocrisy? Says there's always a double standard. This is Charles Barkley, that racist bastard. You as black have to understand that. Forever, black gay people and black straight people out there, we lose because we are black. Do you understand this, nigger bastard? And watch television now. I don't know who the hell is saying or making all the TV stations, all the news networks, gotta have niggers. There's niggers all over the place. 16% nigger in this black in this country, about 6% are niggers, there's about 10% proud black. But got the niggers, they're all over every ad. I watched 5 ads last night and 4 of the 5 were niggers. And I mean that. And it pisses me off because it's shoving the white people. But see, you know, you white people had it good long enough. No, you white people haven't had it good long enough. Us white people and proud black people work for what we have, you niggers. Quit being the victims. Quit being the victims and work your ass. Gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio as always, and we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. We're talking about this Smollett situation. And here's Jesse Jackson. He's supporting Smollett. And it's no count asswipe nigger bastard Jesse Jackson from the Rainbow Coalition, not the gay coalition, but the Rainbow Nigger Coalition, says that we want to take care of business. Because you remember when Sammy Davis Jr. was hugged by President Nixon and black folks turned against him. Or Bobby Rush after police tried to kill him in the Black Panther raid. Yeah, the same Bobby Rush who's a congressman, a nigger congressman in Chicago, the same Bobby Rush that said, kill white people, kill the police. See, these niggers, they only give you their side. They won't give you the other side. But now here's Jesse Jackson supporting Smollett. Smollett was there for 2 days hanging out at his headquarters, and that was community service. And then you got Cory Booker. That's the nigger who says, I got to find a way to snatch the snatch on a woman. He printed that in his book. Talked about grabbing, groping women. This is a nigger candidate for president. And you know what he said yesterday? Booker said on reparations, a New York U.S. senator, an actual candidate for president, should have reparations, he said. Give out baby bonds in quotes. Could provide funds for the blacks for schooling and buying a home. I'm reading this. Booker wants to, he says, I do support legislation that is race conscious for the niggers. Race conscious means for the niggers, about balancing the economic scales. Well, why don't you guys just go out and get a god dang job? Why don't you niggers get a job? If you niggers got a job, that balanced the economic scales. But no, generation after generation, you've been given everything. You don't want to be slaves, but you let yourself be treated like slaves. But this nigger Cory Booker running for president, not only do I support it, I have legislation that actually does that. In fact, I've got legislation that the entire Congress should think is right. It's something called baby bonds, which means every black child born in America would get a bond when they're birthed. They keep that bond in year after year. They can put more money in, but by the time they're 18 years old, they would have upwards of $50,000 to $100,000 to buy real estate, to invest in a school or an education, to start a business, to buy a home. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do, white people? A presidential candidate, Cory Booker, U.S. Senator out of New Jersey, wants reparation, wants to give every black that's born, wants to get, unbelievable, you hear me? They wanna give them a baby bond. No, we call it a nigger bond. So the idea that I'm bringing to the tables a very conscious effort towards closing racial gaps is there. But let me go further. The black community will survive. Well, if you get a job, you niggers, you'll survive. You know, what the hell? They want economic equality. Well, go out like most proud black and proud white people do. Go out and get a damn job, you nigger racist idiot. You're tempted for some known unknown reason to say that we as white people need to give bonds to every black that's born. And this is the same ass white bastard that's trying to blame President Trump for Jesse Smollett's crap. And you got Maxine Waters, and I've told you before, you got all these niggers coming after the white president because he's white. And we're letting them get away with it. Now, I'll tell you people in the last minute or so, if you don't like what I say, if you don't like me exposing what's really going on, don't listen. I've got millions of white listeners all over, and probably black. The whites are listening because they agree with me. They like what I say. The niggers are listening to me because they hate me, and they don't want to know what I'm saying. But what they know is what I say is right. That's why they cringe. They don't give a damn about me calling them niggers. But here's Cory Booker. Just one more racist situation against the proud white people, and we sit back and take it. Yeah, we're going to give every nigger that's born, hell, we give them enough. If you have four kids and you're a nigger and you pop out four more, white people are paying for eight. If you're white and have two kids and want another one, you have to take the money you're making and split it up another way. That's not fair to the white community. That's not fair to the proud black community. That's not fair to America. And it just pisses me off. Again, it's time to go. People, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or my personal page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanik. That's R-O-M-A-N-I-K. You can listen to my repeat performance every day at 4 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. And now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. Hey, you niggers ought to be out. You spooks ought to be out at midnight. Stream my show live or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com. That's common spelling. Or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn Radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. Also, my shows are available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhones or Android devices. Just search for Bob Romanik, that's R-O-M-A-N-I-K, and R, the Grim Reaper Radio. I sit here today and every day, and I will continue to sit here today and every day. I will expose the racial problems, the political problems, sometime the religious problems, but you guys all know what's going on there. But I hope you may not like me, but I hope you appreciate all the facts, all the truths that I'm giving you. I hope you appreciate facts that I bring out that nobody else will. Everybody wants to be politically correct. I want to be politically insane like I've been forever, and I'll continue. And again, if you don't like it, don't listen. But everything I tell you is the truth. And I hope I haven't shocked you, proud white and proud black community. I hope I've provoked you into understanding, into researching what I say, into knowing at the end of the day that if we, the proud whites and proud blacks, don't come together, these niggers, these crackers, these hunkies are going to destroy this great country of ours. With their help is these rotten bastard perverted political punks that we call politicians. Elections coming up next week, people. Please research. Vote the candidate that's going to do for you, your family, future generations, and for this great country of ours. Take it serious. But remember, these politicians are the worst bastards you'll ever want to run into. I've been around them 50 years. So let's continue to unite right here every day. Let's continue to expose these ass white bastards, these corrupt, no good, living under a rock, bottom feeding son of a bitches. And at the end of the day, as always, we need and must destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanik, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and cop
population
to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population.
The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration,
no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation.
If all this is done with proper determination,
the nigger nation will then get vindication
and a proclamation of dedication
to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation.
But if there's any deviation from this dissertation,
there will be ramification
and then justification,
not to give you a standing ovation
or a paid vacation,
but the ultimate criminal destination,
a lifetime of incarceration.
Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro. Nigga, I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.